head coach Mark Byington courtside on this Ford locker room wrap-up. I know that start wasn't what you were hoping for in any way, shape, and form to get down 16-1, but another rally, another gutty effort, and this team continues to figure it out.
Well, when you're coming up with a game plan and you figure out what you're going to do coming into a game, you don't try to – you're not putting it together to get down 16-1. I can tell you that.
Is there a part of the card that says, okay, 16-1, we do this?
It was basically, like, where's the parachute? Like we got to just figure out something. And you know, what it was, that something, you know, we went to a zone. And, you know, we used it up at Bradley a little bit, got some confidence in it. And honestly, that got us some stops to get back into the game. And the offense, it's tricky because – we were really bad the first 3 or 4 minutes on offense, and then we got a lot of good shots of that. Even in the second half, we got good shots that we just couldn't make, and we kind of stayed the course and kept taking the same shots over and over, and then sure enough, you know, Ike hits a couple huge ones, and then Calvin hit a huge one. So it was the same shots we were getting early. You know, were open looks. I thought we did a good job, but they showed up at the right time. You know, desperately we needed them.
I know you guys have worked on the matchup zone a lot, and you decided to go to it when you did. Why do you think it was so effective, the way that it just got Texas State off what it's doing so well early?
Well, it was just a rhythm changer, and we didn't know. You know, in the past, we've done a good job guarding these guys and then with our game plan and everything else. And for whatever reason, we were mentally slow and a step slow, and a couple of things there that – you know, with every time that we were slow, they were making us pay. And so the zone saved us. We slowed them down, and we actually got some of the turnovers. We're active in that, and they were able to just calm the game down. That was the biggest thing in the zone.
The two guys just talked about David Lee. It might have been the zone that saved you on the defense, but David Lee's aggressiveness on the offensive end had a big hand in things too.
He was – I thought he was – the first 10 minutes of the game, I thought he was the only one that was – I was playing well. And there wasn't anybody else. you know, guy turnovers are going and defensive mistakes. And so he was huge. And, you know, he was sick and you know, almost missed the trip to Illinois and came back and finally got some practice underneath him. And so he really stepped up. And he stepped up so much. I think both times I put him in, I never took him back out. You know, he came in at 16-minute mark in the first half and the second half, and I never took him back out because we were so much better with him in the game. And you know, this team, and you know a lot of the inside stuff, like we're just dealing with so many things that are atypical of a basketball team.
Yeah.
And illnesses and different things. And then it's been crazy. It's good. Maybe we'll get some confidence. You know, we overcame a lot, you know, not just on the court tonight, but be able to get a team out here tonight. And so, you know, hopefully we'll get some confidence and we can, you know, understand these going to be some hard games.
Crawley out again. Carter fouls out. McCadden fouls out. You're down to a seven-man rotation for the last about 2 minutes of the game. You're racing through your mind trying to figure out how you can win this game, not having what you want. How did you do that?
Well, the good thing is we're learning how to adjust on the fly. And, you know, there's been games this year where I've been told an hour and a half before the game, a guy couldn't play. And so then you're learning to adjust at the fly. We're still learning our team. And we're not whole. Guys are playing banged up and injured and missing this guy and everything else. And, you know, it's not excuses. But it does give us some – you know, some flexibility and understanding some different lineups. And so we went to a lineup at the end of the game where basically either Travion Lamar was our center or Ike Smith was our center. And
reminded me of App State a few years ago.
Yeah, it was similar to that. And you know, I thought Calvin wasn't having his best game. And then he didn't pout. He came in and started making huge plays with assists and threes. And you know, he hit some really good plays there and ran the team there. And so you know, a lot of guys, you know, came through at different times, and it's just going to get harder. I mean, you know, now we got a quick turnaround with everything we're dealing with and get ready for one of the best teams in the league on Saturday.
Before you get ready and start preparing for Arlington, I know Ike Smith's been through a lot these last 3 years, and it's nice to know that it's still in him.
Well, here's the thing. Ike Smith is not scared one bit of big moments, and I think he's oblivious to them. So, game-winning shots or free throws or whatever else. You know, sometimes I even look at him, make sure he's still there. But he's some guys shy away from big moments or don't know. Like, he doesn't care. Like, he'll make big plays at big time. So he's done that all throughout, and it's good to have a guy to be able to do that.
Great win, Mark. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.